Hello everybody, I am Lucia Matuonto and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to Carpooling with the RV. I'm super excited because today we have a special co-pilot, Sonia Marta, who is already a part of the RV community. Sonia, it's amazing to have you here.
Likewise, Lucia, especially since we've got already to know each other and now that I can actually co-host with you. So thank you for the honor.
And for our listeners who don't know Sonia, she's an award-winning author and an inspiration for children and teenagers. Today, we are heading to Orlando to have a chat with the incredible Leland Mergellano. Leland is a talented teenage actor who has been in many movies and even graced the cover of the Relatable Voice magazine. Welcome, Leland.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on here.
Yes, likewise. So, Leland, you graced the cover of the Relatable Voice magazine. How did your family and friends react to see you like on the cover?
It was really awesome. My family, my grandpa was the first copy, had the first copy, and he was so proud of it. He posted it on his social media. And some of my friends were coming to me and like, "You're on a magazine? That's so cool. Can we get it signed?" And it was just an amazing experience. Very, very fun. Yeah, my family was very excited for me along with my friends.
Leland, you're actually nominated the presenter for the 55th Young Artist Awards. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It was awesome.
Could you tell the podcast a little bit more about that?
For sure. So the Young Artist Academy is essentially the Emmys for young artists and talented actors. And I got to be a presenter for the 45th Awards, where we were announcing the nominees. I flew out to LA around March 3rd. I got to network with incredible talent, and just to be a presenter for the Young Artist Academy Awards was amazing.
Must have been quite the experience.
Yes, it was. Very exciting.
And Leland, I was trying to, learn a little bit more about you. So I heard that you were an excellent cook. Is that correct?
I try my best. I do try my best.
And what about Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a super fan. So if you had the chance to play a character in the Star Wars universe, who would you choose?
Great question. Well, I'm a big Anakin Skywalker fan, and obviously there's not going to be any other better Anakin Skywalkers, but a character like that in the Star Wars universe would honestly be so exciting. And maybe even a funny character like Jar Jar Binks, something really funny or silly, or even a dark side character like Darth Maul or Darth Vader, something cool like that. But I'd say something related to Anakin Skywalker.
That's what I thought.
So you've obviously said that, movies and the art is actually something of your interest that might have actually sparked how you discovered that you wanted to do acting. But I've also heard that your mom suggested that you and your sister to go to a theater summer camp. Is that right? So I just really want to know about your journey as how you became an actor, because obviously to get where you are today, you must have done a lot of hardworking progress.
Well, yeah, for sure. When I was around 7, like I said, my mom introduced me and my sister to theater. And before that, I was mostly left-brained and I didn't really care for the arts. I decided to try it out. And ever since, I loved theater, performing on stage and getting to act. And my journey through it is, I started playing music at a young age, singing in choir. and then theater, performing in shows and productions. And throughout this career, I learned that it takes dedication and passion, and that great things come from hard work. And that's something you learn throughout your journey, for sure.
And I see that you participated in already 9 movies. Is that correct, Leland?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And we all know that the first day on a film set can be quite nerve-wracking, especially with a lot of people around. So, how was your experience on your first day?
So my first movie was The Pages of My Heart, and I got that through my acting school. And I remember arriving on set with wardrobe, and it just felt really cool, really special, because when you grow up, you kind of get that stereotype where it's like you have the PAs asking you, do you need water or anything? And once I entered the building, me and a couple of other talented actors were just being asked that. It's like, wow, I feel really special. And then just to see the lights and the clapper and the cameras shifting all over and the different takes was absolutely amazing. I can never forget it.
And you've also worked in theater productions, right? If I remember correctly, you're about to participate in Mary Poppins and play the role of Bert.
I am.
So obviously the differences between theater acting and acting for film must be quite distinct and very big. Could you tell me a little bit more about your experience between the two and if there are any challenges you had to overcome?
For sure. So since I started theater, I was taught to be more expressive on stage,
Right.
exaggerate yourself. Whereas on screen acting, it's real, it's more real. And I guess the differentiation of that kind of, it was rocky and bumpy throughout my journey and kind of transitioning into that field. But there's a balance that you learn, and it takes time and work, of course. And I would just say that on-screen acting is a lot more real, whereas theater is a lot more expressive.
Right. And you've also had different actors to help you guide through your journey.
For sure. For
And
sure.
which one do you prefer, theater or movies?
Both are great in their own way. I've started with theater, and recently I've been doing more on-screen stuff. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to choose. It's just very exciting. It has their own exciting aspects, like being, for example, on screen acting. You're on set and the lights and the camera are facing you, and that's exciting in its own way. Whereas theater, you have the light shining and you're on the stage in center, where else that's really cool as well. So I wouldn't be able to pick one. I would just say acting in general, just super exciting.
So you've never had like stage frightening.
Well, of course, when I first started theater, I was a little nervous. I didn't know how it would do. It's my first time, but throughout time and throughout my journey in this, you kind of get used to it.
Absolutely.
Earlier on, you said something about how you're also involved in school, and obviously you're 17, you're probably are you're actually doing college and school at the current time. And since you've worked on a couple of short movies, a TV series, and multiple films, I'm really curious to know how, especially for the people listening at the podcast, how you manage your school work-life balance, since it's obviously something very challenging. And I want to know how you figured out the golden ratio, let's say.
Right, so I'm homeschooled, and that's a lot flexible, more flexible schedule. And I'm grateful for any opportunity that I can pick up and work on the weekday if I have to. So that's a huge advantage. And I'd say planning things accordingly, like planning things ahead. Okay, I'll be on set this day, then right after that, I'll do schoolwork and complete this. Now, there have been times where I've just been flooded with a bunch of work, and that's going to be normal, of course, as a teen in high school still, along with balancing a career like this, it's going to take a lot. But if you just plan out ahead and start planning things earlier, you can get a lot done while also having some of that free time for yourself to balance your personal life as well.
So, Anya, I have to say, you're also incredibly busy with all your projects. So, I don't know how you juggle everything. So, but in your case, you go to school. every day.
Yeah, I go to school physically, and I can say it's really tough met coming home like from 8 to 4 every single day, and then just having to zone in on something like my new book, for instance, and just write down and do that when I'm obviously very tired. So I don't have flexible hours, but it's also very important for me to let myself some time to unwind and just give myself free time. Otherwise, I'll get burnt out. And about that, actually, you wanted to take on Leland something more. You said that you mentioned more of your left brain before you discovered acting. And you might have, I know you mentioned something about engineering or aviation, and that's something completely different from acting. So how did that inspiration come from? How did you?
Well, my dad is a pilot, so he kind of introduced me to the aviation field. And I remember being younger, and he would take me on his training plane, and he would fly us to the beach, and we would go eat at this pilot restaurant. It was really cool, and I was just interested hearing him talk to the ATC and whatnot. And with engineering, I don't know. All my life, I just kind of liked to build stuff and create new things, and I suppose engineering was like the perfect route for that. So I'm kind of in between, deciding which one I can also pursue as well. But all I always know that I'm going to do acting for sure.
Yes, but you can study maybe to be a pilot or an engineer and follow your dream also to be an actor, and eventually you can decide what you
Yeah.
prefer. Or,
Indeed, Lucia. And about that, actually, you sparked my interest. Are you seeing acting actually more of a hobby right now, or do you actually want to do it full time?
I would love to do it full time. I mean, it started out as a hobby, but gradually doing this, it's just been so fun, the journey, and I would love to do it as a career, for sure.
Excellent. So, with a diverse portfolio that includes Baila Comigo and Success Camp, how, Leland, do you approach roles in different genres, and what attracts you to such varied projects?
So my acting coach has always taught me that being able to act in different genres is what makes you a good actor. And I was kind of motivated by her, just watching all of her work. And that's what kind of drew me to different varieties of projects. So whereas Baila Conmigo and Success Camp were completely two different genres. And I'd say just put yourself into the character's shoes beforehand, study the script, study what you feel your character is. That way, when you arrive on set, you know who you are. You're not yourself. So when I arrive on set, I'm not Leland, I'm playing the character. And that helps a lot, for sure.
About that, actually, what's one thing that you always do to help yourself get into character?
Well, first I would read the script, and then if that doesn't help, I would place myself in a similar situation. If I can relate to the character, I'll think of a time. Okay, let's say my character is out, like going to the beach. What was I doing? How was I acting when I was at the beach? Because I'm pretty sure there was a time in life where you were in your character's situation. And if not, then you can watch movies or your favorite character that's similar to the character you're studying and kind of help put yourself in that situation and get a feel of it.
Leland, if you could collaborate with any actor or actress in the industry, who would it be and why?
Ooh, well, I've always wanted to work with Keanu Reeves and Dwayne Johnson just because I grew up with their movies. But just being on set with so many talented actors in this industry is amazing. I believe every actor is different. That's what makes them unique. I'm always looking forward to working with them all.
And since you mentioned that, you play in a lot more in a varied different genres in movies, actually your most recent casting experience was actually in a documentary for Vietnam veteran. I really want to know if you could tell the listeners if, you've ever auditioned for a role and didn't get casted, what was that motivation that kept you going?
Well, it's an industry where it's like, it's constant competition and you have to
Right.
acknowledge that. And not all the time you're going to get your role. And so, using that as motivation, if you were rejected for a part that you really, really want, instead of, feeling sad, and it's normal to feel sad, but you can use that as motivation. Like, okay, what can I work on? How can I improve my craft? And it's something that does take time, but once you learn it, I mean, It's honestly so easy, not so easy, but it's easier to manage through your time with auditions and just go on to the next.
Right.
Yes. My daughter
Thank you.
used to participate in some auditions, and I'll tell you, sometimes she was like, I don't know if I'm going to be chosen. I said, don't worry. The thing is, life is like trying. You are trying. In the end, she did a lot of photos for important magazines, but in reality, trying and meeting with new people, this, I think it's part of this process. Enjoy the process, let's say that.
Right.
And I guess also the industry is just getting even more bigger. There's more people now watching entertainment platforms than ever. And I guess in some way that opens up new pathways for you. For instance, if you might not get auditioned into a documentary movie that you want, maybe you get auditioned for an action one. So that can sort of push you into ways that you never might have thought before, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And Leland, what is next for you? Can you tell us? I
Your
promise
future
nobody will
plan.
know. Yeah, your future plans. I promise you, I'm not telling anyone.
It's all good. Yeah. Well, like Sonia said, recently I was casted in a documentary feature film that explores deep into the life of legendary teacher, coach, and decorated Vietnam veteran, Hal Croft. And this film unveils the brave journey of him. He had a huge determination that left a huge impact on countless lives. And I'm very excited and truly honored to be a part of this film. And I'm looking forward to working on this amazing project. And at the end of May, I'll be performing in a theater production as Bert in Mary Poppins Jr.
So good
Thanks.
luck with that.
No way. I'll be in Orlando next month. We have to talk about
Really?
that.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that's
Meanwhile, I'm
awesome.
stuck in Rome. I'll be sitting my IGCSE exams next month. It is fun.
Wonderful. I want to see you.
I'm stuck on the theater about Mary Poppins and Bert, and I'm actually thinking about the time when I was in a musical, and since I also suppose it's going to be a musical, right? So it's obviously requiring a lot of skills, like you're singing, you're acting, and theatrical and performance. So it's obviously very exhausting. And to get into that role must be very, very challenging.
It is. It's a
Yes.
lot of things to
Yes.
memorize. And yeah, and I'm sure, Leland, that you are inspiring many, many people around you. I know your
Thank
mom.
you.
Super proud of you, your parents, of course. So, what message would you like to leave or to send to someone who wants to become an actor but doesn't feel confident?
If you feel that the acting art is calling to you, I say pursue what you love. You have to commit to it, keep learning, keep growing, and keep going, and never give up on your goals and dreams. If you truly feel that it's calling to you, put in the work and you'll see amazing results.
I really want to get to know your goals and aspirations, Leland, for so far and the future.
Yeah, yes. In the coming year, I'm committed to continue my focus on skill building. Graduate high school and graduate college. I'd
Good luck
also
with
love
that.
to work on set of the Warner Brothers Studios. I remember my mom and I took a tour of the studios when we were back in Los Angeles, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And maybe to be a part of a recurring TV series would be cool.
Sounds amazing. And
Right.
Leland, for our listeners, please let us know where we can find you online, your socials.
Yeah, I would love to connect. You can find me on Instagram at leland.mergolano. My IMDb is Leland Mergolano, and my Facebook is Leland Mergolano.
So easy.
Perfect. I think that should
Yeah.
set them off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. So first of all, I want to say thank you again. I'd like to, share a message with our listeners. Leland is our cover star on the Relatable Voice magazine in
And if
March.
you haven't downloaded that, make sure to do that because
It's beautiful. And be sure to grab your free copy and learn more about Leland at www.relatable-media.com. Leland, thank you again for joining us today. It was great to drive to Orlando and get to know you a little bit more. And I hope, of course, to hear more about you soon. And Sonia, thank you for being my co-host today and help me
Thank you, Lucia. It was a pleasure.
to
Thank you
drive
so
because it
much.
was tiring. Yes, and Leland, our doors will always be open for you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you both. Thank you so much for having me again. It's such a pleasure to be able to be a part of this, and I look forward to connecting with you guys again real soon.
Likewise. Thank you, Leland, and good luck for your
Thank you.
upcoming production for Bert in Mary
Thank you
Poppins.
so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.